Sherry Murphy is an Oakland Lyft driver and a member of Gig Workers Rising. As a gig worker, she does not currently qualify for paid sick leave.
In March, there was I economically being impacted by the virus, making approximately $10 an hour before rental and gas fees. I was also risking my life. I should not have to face an infectious disease that has the potential to kill me in an effort to secure my home and pay my bills.
But Sherry and other Oakland workers in the same situation may soon get paid sick leave days. Councilmember Sheng Tao is sponsoring legislation that will provide 80 hours or 10 days of paid sick leave to Oakland workers affected by the coronavirus. It builds on the federal Families First Coronavirus Response Act, but goes further by including gig workers and those who work for large employers who are left out of the federal legislation. Among other things, the legislation would apply to employees who are advised to self-quarantine because they're an at-risk group, who are experiencing coronavirus symptoms, or who are caring for others who are quarantined. Councilmember Sheng Tao says that people shouldn't have to choose between caring for a loved one or having their basic necessities met.
Working families are and continue to be on the front lines every single day. Those are on the front lines are disproportionately our Black, Brown, and immigrant families. And I know firsthand the feeling of having to choose between caring for a loved one or food on the table. This should not be the case, especially under this pandemic. We know the most effective way to limit the spread of COVID-19 is for people to shelter in their place of residence. And now more than ever, we depend on each other to keep each other safe and healthy.
The Oakland City Council will vote on the legislation on Tuesday. If approved, Oakland would join San Francisco, San Jose, and Los Angeles to become the fourth California city to pass such a measure. Meanwhile, Oakland workers are also urging the city to adopt a right to return to work measure that would ensure workers laid off because of coronavirus could return to their jobs. Councilmember Tao says she plans to introduce that proposal in the next couple of weeks. Maria Trejo is a passenger services worker at the Oakland International Airport. She was laid off because of the pandemic and says she hopes to go back to her job once people begin to travel again.
When the coronavirus started, our hours were cut down and we eventually got laid off. I am like millions of Californians who are depending on unemployment until we get back to work. I am a primary breadwinner in my household. I am supporting my son who is not working, and it has been a big struggle.
The city will also vote Tuesday on an ordinance to establish the Department of Workplace and Employment Standards. That office would be responsible for enforcing workforce provisions, like the paid sick leave legislation, should it pass, and would more broadly enforce workers' rights laws in the city. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KPFA.